quote, better late than never. Congrats on 2.3 million. Thank you so much. Yeah, you guys really sent me so much support for this neat milestone. I really appreciate it. I know that some people are kind of like, that's not a bit of a random number. And it is for sure. But I feel like, you know, getting to a place like 3 million is just really, really, really difficult at this point. So I think we should never stop running out of things to celebrate. Otherwise, things get really stagnant and things start to feel hopeless. So we gotta celebrate even the small victories, or maybe even the seemingly random victories. We gotta celebrate progress here and there, you know? Instead of just anxiously waiting for a 3 million that may never come. Even though it would be nice if it did, someday. I want us to be able to find lots of things to celebrate, which is why, for example, I tweet a lot about songs that hit certain milestones, because it's good to have things to celebrate and be happy about. You know? Yeah. We'll see. I think it's really hard to pull up subs at a certain point, you know? But also, subscriber number doesn't really mean too much, to be completely honest, but it's a neat milestone. I do want to look into making more YouTube shorts, and I'm trying to get together a team. It's just taking some time because I'm trying to work with Cover to pull together a team, and there are people that I want involved that I need the company to contact, etc. So 3 million wish, though, I know, right? Yep. So but that's okay. We'll see how things go. Cooking up something for the algorithm. I don't know. I mean, it's fun to test things out and see where things go. We might as well, you know. I'm having a lot of fun streaming, but then I also think to myself, you know, how can we grow from here? And stuff like that, you know? Time to delve into TikTok? That I will not touch. That I will leave up to UMJ. You might end up seeing the same videos as YouTube Shorts there, but YouTube Shorts is where I will be uploading things myself. Yeah, but yeah, I'm definitely putting together a shorts team just to, I've been doing some work with Kanoru, but I also wanted to see if I could find some animators, so there might be like a call for an animator to work full-time, well, I say full-time, but to work on shorts for me, etc., so we'll see. That shorts only matter if your channel only does shorts. But see, I don't know about that because I see some others where that's kind of not the case. So maybe it's just a case-by-case basis. You know? I see plenty of streamers that are... Their shorts do pretty good and their streams are successful. I just think it really is case-by-case. It just depends. YouTube is weird. Sometimes people get shot down when they don't deserve to be in it. Freaking sucks, you know? It's weird, and nobody really knows what the algorithm is like. So I think for now, it would just be cool to test some things out and try new things and like see where we can grow, you know? I think that too is a part of the job in its own way, but I'm being really positive about it, you know? And just seeing what works. Because I mean, I'm at a point in my career where like I'm kind of happy to just kind of, I don't know, sit back and experiment. Because I'm very content with things the way that they are. But because of that, sometimes I sit here and I stream and I'm like, how about we try like something else too? You know, just for fun. Neil changed the recipe. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Too many mysterious cooks in the mystery kitchen. But yeah, so it'll be neat. We'll see how it goes. I hope you guys will watch them when they do come out, but I'll be interested to see how far they reach and what new other people whose eyes they might appear in front of. It's also exciting, you know? Anything could happen. But I'm gonna be honest with you guys. In Japan, this is crazy. You guys aren't gonna believe this, but this is the truth. In Japan, television is king. I've had people reach out to me. Companies reach out to me and say, we chose you because we saw you on TV. I won't say who and I won't say when, ever, but that's been said to me several times. Yeah, in Japan. In Japan, TV is still number one. Which is insane. They have reaction content on TV. They do. Which is why I've been watching a lot of, like, Japanese TV recently, even though I don't understand everything. But doing that TV grind then. There have been a lot of offers, which is exciting. Makes me very happy. Especially NHK is really a huge opportunity because every single TV in Japan that can hook into a cable can watch NHK. Even if you're out in the countryside, you know, people pay for extra channels like international TV, etc. But NHK is for everyone. Yeah, they really do a lot of stuff. I'm glad you like the performance. Thanks, guys. I did my best. It's the national broadcaster, exactly. So when there are emergencies, etc., you see all that on NHK. But even some of y'all have NHK, yeah. Especially in Asia, I think. Mm-hmm. People can still mostly watch NHK. Yeah. NHK no performance yokatta. Nambarimashita. Thank you. Many, many, many Japanese people watch TV. Yeah, Japanese people still watch TV a lot. So. But yeah, I'm gonna keep working hard for those TV opportunities in the future.